Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates upfront to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com for more information or call 864-401-8506.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, everyone on the text line all day has got this, Ronan, but I just got one more text. What makes you think that Trevor Lawrence wouldn't have won the game? I mean, did you watch the game? The two empty possessions to start the third quarter almost cost Clemson the football game. And it's just that simple. I mean, I don't know how anyone could have watched that game. I mean, you have to have an agenda. I mean, you have to have an agenda. Because it's inarguable who the better quarterback was on Saturday night. Inarguable. Kelly Bryant won the game, and without him, there's no way on God's green earth Clemson wins that game. Period. I'm not going to debate it. I mean, if you watch the game, it is absolutely inarguable. Back to Northland Communication phone lines, and it is Rudy. Rudy, how are you?
Dev Tula, how are you, bud?
Hey, Rudy, appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, Walt, I'm a human before I'm a football fan, so let's all have prayers for the South Carolina, North Carolina coast. Is that of a hurricane is heading close?
Yeah. Oh, it looks, you know, it looks like. I was just getting sick reading the information about it today because it looks like it's headed straight for North Carolina. Now, those things can change, but you're talking about a hurricane that's projected to have winds of 145 miles an hour, and it's not going to move. It's going to be sustained. So
devastating, yes.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, they're talking about people being without power for weeks, and so it does not look good. I hope it turns out to sea.
I agree, and prayers to the first responders, too, that be out there doing what they do. But always a great debate with Gator Neil. I heard him earlier, and with Big Bad Bob when we all Road Ragers get together. You know, it's like a family, and we all can have a good debate, and it's all good. So I appreciate every time we get together like that.
Yep, thank you, Rudy. Appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pleased with Clemson's win, Walt. On the road, it was difficult, but you know, being a man of enjoying a few beverages, it wasn't. I was kind of relaxed towards the end of the game, so it didn't bother me near as much.
Yeah, that'll help. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, the ups and downs, the play-by-play ups and downs don't bother you near as much.
Man, I tell you what, but I do not like Herb Street calling. It's like he's anti-Clemson. I just get that impression about him for some reason.
I don't think so. Look,
anyway,
I have some question about I have some question about some of the things he said this year, but I don't view him as anti Clemson.
Maybe his kids were at Clemson's
camp,
right? Maybe it was the beverages.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. Do you think A&M will cause any headache with anybody else in the West?
I think that Kellen Mond is going to be an interesting player to watch. Again, he reminds me of Colin Kaepernick when he was at Nevada in terms of his athleticism and his ball velocity. So he's going to make A&M interesting. I'm still not sure that A&M is as good as they looked on Saturday night.
I
think more they have a very rough schedule, too, so we'll see how they do.
Okay, one last thing, Walt, and I'll take it off air. Georgia Tech, man, I'm surprised at them. Do you still feel the same with them, or do you see somebody else coming on that side?
No, I still think Georgia Tech's going to win the Coastal. Okay. Look, here's the thing. They put up over 600 yards against South Florida, and they were clearly the better team. They gave up 200-yard kick returns. Here's the advice. Don't kick the ball to a 10-2-5 sprinter. Once you've done it once, don't do it a second time. I mean, that was a little hard to believe. But, you know, also, look, they had some things that just went against them. I mean, Marshall got hurt. That didn't help them. They lose their starting quarterback. They lose their starting tailback, Benson, and they have – arguably, their two best defensive players, or two of their three, ejected for targeting. Yeah. You know, and the calls, those ejections for targeting were utter nonsense.
I thought so too.
You know, so.
Yeah. One last thing, Walt. Last night, Monday Night Football, for some reason I watched it. I guess I was bored, but it was pretty impressive, and about what Aaron Rodgers did, and I'll take it off there. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, thank you, Rudy. Yeah, look, it was a fascinating game. Bears got off to a big lead. Bears looked good in doing so, but they didn't close the deal and allowed a great quarterback to lead the team back. You know, there's a lot I want to get into about the National Football League, some of the things that happened. Deshaun Watson in Houston in the Patriot game. Deshaun had a rough game. It started right from the beginning. Fumbled the first snap. I did not think he threw the ball especially well. There were a couple of bad underthrows. And, I want to see more. Now, they hope to get Will Fuller back from his injury, which should help. But it wasn't the start that I think most imagine for Deshaun. Obviously, he's capable of much more. But I think he only threw for 160 or 70 yards. And he was also under duress. The Patriots were getting a pretty good pass rush on him, but it just wasn't one of his better games. Like I said, everybody has bad days, so we'll probably just chalk it up to that. Back to the Northline Communication phone lines. Nashville guy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, good, Nashville guy. I hear that you're doing a little better. That makes me happy.
Hey, man, I'll be 100% before long. This ain't going to beat me. The other caller got in about what I was going to talk about. My beautiful wife graduated from Georgia Tech. But I kind of questioned the coaching in that game. Why would you kick to a guy twice that's an All-American sprinter like that? And I really, really thought that the defense would be improved. It's South Florida. I mean, a lot of respect for Charlie Strong and what he does, but I thought the defense would be improved. When you gain 600 yards, you should win a game. And another thing that I heard a lot of people putting the loss to the Patriots squarely on Deshaun Watson. I don't think so. That defensive line was atrocious yesterday, and I just wanted to get your comments off the air. Love talking to you. Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Nashville guy. Yeah, I mean, look, you can't allow – if you allow two kick returns for a touchdown in a game, you're probably not going to win. And, I don't know what they thought. I don't know if they thought that their kicker was going to reach the end zone and he didn't. I'm not sure. I have no idea. But once you burn me once, you're not going to burn me twice. I was sort of shocked they didn't squib it the second time. I think after two, they learned their lesson. But at that point, they had surrendered 14 points. You know, all that said, they were still in control of the game. I mean, they were still in control of the game. They had a 10-point lead. And with in going in to make it a 10-point lead again with like 7-8 minutes left, they fumbled on the 10-yard line. And that fumble ultimately did them in. Now, again, you lose your starting quarterback, and no, Georgia Tech's better with Marshall than they are with Tobias. They lose their starting tailback or starting B-back in Benson, and they have two of their three best defensive players ejected for targeting. Well, I'm sorry. You go on the road and play in South Florida against a good football team, they're not good enough to survive those incidents. And still, as I said, they fumbled at the 10-yard line. They don't fumble, they win the game. So I don't think they're concerned about it. I think they'll move forward. It's not a league game. I think they're still the team that's going to win the Coastal, you know, barring additional injury information. I haven't seen anything on Benson as yet. I don't know how serious that injury was. Back to Northline Communication phone lines. It is Daniel. Daniel, how are you?
Whoa.
Hey, Daniel. Appreciate you getting in.
And I don't want to be this guy. But I just need your opinion about something. On a couple of those passes that Kellen Mond completed when he was under duress, do you think that their tackle had a firmer grip on Christian Wilkins' throat, or did I have a firmer grip on my beard?
Yeah, there were
while
there
screaming
were,
at the TV.
Yeah, there were a few missed holding calls, no question.
Okay, well, I know there was missed calls everywhere, but it seemed like every one of those miraculous passes that mine completed, I'm sitting here looking at the TV going, where's the flag? Where's the flag? But I got two little boys here that want to say hey to you so they can hear their voices on the radio, and they're going to do that, and then I'm going to hang up. So,
all right, Daniel.
Two boys. Hi,
all right, guys, what are your names?
Say Drew and Dean.
I'm Drew.
Hey, Drew and Dean. Is Daddy letting you drive the family car yet?
No, it's the truck and only on off road.
There you go, only off road. That's what we're talking about.
All right, well, thank you later, Walt.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. You can get in 654-7627. Hey, texture 346. You know, honestly, you're an idiot. You lose your starting quarterback. You lose your starting tailback. Had Clemson lost Kelly Bryant to injury against A&M, they weren't winning. Okay? So, and in terms of which of those teams was better last year, you have a ridiculous agenda that you constantly put forth. It's what every single text you send is about. Grow up. Go somewhere else. Just go somewhere else. Back to the Northline Communication phone lines, and it is Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, happy Monday. Welcome to Moe's.
Yeah, exactly, Ed. That's what we're talking about.
I was up in arms hollering at the TV, too, as you can imagine, because I'm known to have an adult beverage occasionally. anyway, we'll just say, hey, we got out with a win. I was completely off on my prediction. I was more disappointed with the defense than anything. And I know there were some blown hole calls. There were blown calls all game long. Go figure, it's ACC officials. But the defense did not seem to get pressure. Sometimes they can overcome those holes in the secondary.
Wait a minute. The defense got lots of pressure. I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, I thought the defense got after Mond maybe to a fault. I thought that the game plan should have focused on containment. And again, rather than that, I thought Clemson sort of tried to chase him. And in some cases drove him out of the pocket, which wound up hurting Clemson. So I'm not sure it was an issue of didn't get after him. I thought in the first half, second quarter of the game, I thought Clemson's defensive line was totally dominant. I thought they were getting all over Mond. They totally stuffed the run. I mean, Texas A&M was averaging less than 2 yards a carry. So there was no run game. That's part of the defense. So I'm not sure about that. And the second half, A&M went more max protect, and I think that's what maybe you saw, is that A&M in the second half was keeping more tight ends and backs in and putting fewer guys into the routes in an effort to try and deal with that pass rush. But I don't think there was a lack of a pass rush.
So you think it was more blind luck that the guy throws it up in the air and it's in three, it's in a coverage of three, and it ricochets.
No. I think that Mond is a Colin Kaepernick level athlete, and I think he demonstrated that. I think there were times that he just got outside contained, and he has a very live arm. And Clemson had some busts in the secondary. There were some issues with eye discipline. I think there were a number of different factors. I don't think it was just one factor, but one key factor was just Mond's unique athleticism and how it showed itself in terms of that game. I think if Clemson had it to do over, I think they would have focused more on containing Mond and keeping him in the pocket and seeing if he could beat Clemson from the pocket as a pocket passer.
Yeah, in retrospect, that certainly looks to be a better plan. And I would also like to give, and I can't believe I'm doing this, Jesse Palmer, of all people, and the four-letter network you show, said that Clemson has two really good quarterbacks. He said that they've got one leader on that team, you know, tipping his cap to, you know, Kelly Bryant. So I did appreciate that. And that's the only guy that other things ever seen said that's right.
Yeah, and again, I just want to clarify my position on it. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a great leader for Clemson football. He has all the He has all the ingredients of a great quarterback, all of them. It's just that in that type of situation, early in his career, Kelly Bryant is a mature guy who has seen things, and that matters. And that's what I've always tried to express to people. And it was crystal clear that he was Clemson's best quarterback in that environment. There's no question about it. Now, against lesser opponents, Trevor Lawrence will have an enormous supporting cast advantage and may go on to still do great things even this season. But this is Kelly Bryant's team, and I think he demonstrated that in this performance, and I think that's the way it should go. I think it was a mistake to start Trevor Lawrence in the second half of that game, and it was a mistake that the Clemson coaches rectified, and then I think played it the right way the rest of the game. I think Kelly Bryant needed to be the guy, because it's crystal clear to anybody who watched it, Clemson was not winning that game with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. They just weren't. I mean, it took Kelly Bryant, and Kelly Bryant played exceedingly well in the circumstances of the game and the circumstances he was dealt.
Yes, agreed completely. And I would like to congratulate all my Cleveland Browns brethren out there on, Pittsburgh didn't beat them. So worst case scenario, they've already got a better record next year. Have a great show.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's something to that. All right. All the lines remain jammed. I'm coming right back to you on the phone lines. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Quick break. We'll be back.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24/7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two country ham biscuits for $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walking through forests of palm tree heartlands, scoff at the monkeys who live in the dark tent. Down by the water hole, every Friday.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about SEDMV. I'll get back to the jammed phone lines. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight or enter a secure federal building or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I did purchase mine. It was a breeze. I brought my birth certificate, my social security card, two proofs of my address. That's all you need. You'll be in and out. You'll be good to go. You'll avoid all the lines in the future. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Because in 2020, you're not even going to be able to board a plane to travel domestically unless you have a passport or your real ID. I know the lines are jammed. I'll come right to you. I have to tell you this. Ramona, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I saw this article in USA Today and for the win. This is our first non-football story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
53-year-old fighter loses it when opponent misses weight by 28 pounds.
What?
There is no part of this subject, of this header, that makes any sense whatsoever. First of all, there should be no such thing as a 53-year-old fighter. All right?
Yeah.
Not in a sanctioned event. Listen to this. In what is, thank you, Scott P., underrated Jethro Tull song on that rejoin. Love the show. Thank you. Texas Walt would love a show with just your insight, no phone lines at all. I appreciate that. In what is unquestionably one of the strangest weigh-in confrontations you will ever see, 53-year-old Japanese fighter Shinobu Kandori went off on Brazilian fighter Gabby Garcia, who missed the weight for about at the Risen Fighting World GP 2017 by, wait for it, 28 pounds.
I mean, isn't that way over?
Yeah, look, I mean, if you're a fighter, you know, if you're like 4 ounces overweight.
Yeah, I would think
this
so.
This chick was 28 pounds overweight. This is the biggest woman I have ever seen.
Oh, this is woman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. This is the biggest woman I have ever seen. She's 237 pounds of solid muscle.
You're kidding.
No, this other chick she was fighting weighed 160 pounds.
Well, how?
And she's 53 years old.
What?
This whole thing, there's something terribly wrong.
That's really off balance.
There's something terribly wrong with this entire picture. And then this Garcia chick, she's basically just has this like wry smile on her face. And she says to the other woman, you know, look, we can come back and do it again next year. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. She says, this is all my fault. I'm coming back strong than ever. This is what she apparently, English is not her first language, right? This is all my fault. I'm coming back strong than ever. I'm human and sorry. And I'm respect. I'm so sorry. And I love you guys. This is first time has happened my life. My blood pressure, my nose was bleeding. I'm crying. Ask sorry to my fans. Sakabara and Takeda. I hope she accept fight next year. I come back stronger next year. No. She's okay. 53 already. I mean, okay. What are you trying to do? Wait her out? The other chick's going to be 54 next year.
Right. The 53-year-old woman weighs 100 and whatever.
Yeah, the 53-year-old woman and weighs 160 pounds.
160.
The other one weighs 237.
That's not matched well to begin with.
No, what the heck? But no fighter in history has ever shown up for a weigh-in over the weight by 28 pounds. Never. Never heard of that in my entire life.
Well, even if she didn't, there wasn't the 28 pounds, isn't that a little overweight? Even so?
That'd make her
over 200.
You have to see this
compared
woman.
To the other woman.
No, you have to see this woman compared to anybody. This woman looks like a D-end at Clemson.
Oh!
This woman is...
Oh, she's 200 and whatever solid muscle.
She's solid muscle. She's 237 pounds.
That's kind of gross.
You have to see it to believe it. You have to see the whole thing to believe it. I bumped into this somewhere today, and I saw that the fact that this woman was 28 pounds over the weigh-in, and that the 53-year-old was screaming. The 53-year-old was screaming at her.
What is she still doing fighting at 53?
I have no idea. I don't know how she could be sanctioned to fight at 53. You know, and it's funny because, you know, they're all watching. The 53-year-old weighed in first, and then the other one weighs in.
Oh.
The Garcia woman weighs in, and they're all, like, watching her with anxious anticipation. I'm, like, looking at it thinking, the scale's going to break. What are you weighing for? I don't need to weigh anything. I know she's weighing. The weight limit was 209.
Oh, okay.
It was an open weight classification, but with a 209 weight limit.
Why would they do that? Why are they so? Why?
This woman's shoulders and arms weighed more than 209.
This is wrong.
Yeah, Texas asks, is this MMA? Yeah. Yeah, it's a Japanese sanctioned event.
Oh no!
I mean, it's just it absolutely unbelievable. You can find that article in For the Win USA Today. It's entitled "Gabby Garcia MMA 28 pounds overweight at weigh-in to fight a 53-year-old." We actually lost a couple people there, so you can get in. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Vol Nation. Vol Nation. What's going on, Vol Nation?
Hey, man. Having a great day. Just got me a Smoothie King shake going to the house. Just enjoying listening to you guys, man.
Thank you, Vol Nation.
Hey, man. You've been doing an excellent, excellent job today, man. I'm just listening. I've been listening to the station on and off because I wanted to hear what everybody's responses were. I mean, just to put a shout out there, Tennessee did win, but the only thing about Tennessee, we were supposed to win this game, but what was best about it, Butch Jones wasn't on the sideline, and we didn't have to fall on the football in the fourth quarter to win.
That's true.
So they actually did their job, and we got a chance to see a little bit of what the potential of they could be. So we'll see more during Florida. That was another thing. There's two things I wanted to ask you about. And one was, you know, we talked about six wins. And where we're going to get them from. Now that we realize something that I mentioned about probably about a month ago, that Florida was hot garbage, and then now that we've understood that South Carolina kind of is what they are, you know what I'm saying? Not saying they're a bad team. I'm just saying they're not the caliber of, Georgia right now. I was looking at swing games, and I believe Tennessee would be better in the second half of the season than they are in the first half of the season.
Vol Nation, are you trying to work your way into a way for Tennessee to finish second in that division? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
No. The only goal that he has this year is to be 6-6.
Okay,
that's the only goal. Yeah. And I'm just saying that, you know, three games that we obviously should win. And then, you look at Florida, and they look really bad down there. And that's a potential. They're going to be at our house. You know, we have an opportunity to play well and beat them.
And by the way, you need that game desperately. Desperately.
Yeah, we do.
Because
we do.
If you lose that game, there's a really good chance you're going to wind up with a 14-game league losing streak.
That's possible because, like I said, that streak going down between Georgia, then, you know, Auburn, then Alabama, and then South Carolina, of course, you know, who knows what South Carolina's going to look like, you know, by the time we get to them, but they could be better, they could be worse. We have no idea, but it's still a tough road. Then Kentucky's not looking very easy these days either. Missouri's looking really good. So, I mean, we got a tough task, but I believe we can get to six wins, and, you know, who knows what we're going to look like the second half of the season. Now, the other thing that I wanted to share was, I've been listening to this station all morning, and most people that I hear, you know, seemingly like the dual quarterback thing, and that somehow, you know, they looked at the game and Trevor Lawrence, you know, was the man. He did great. And I'm not saying he didn't do well for, you know, where he is right now. But since he signed on the dotted line, I told people he's a freshman. And I told people that he's going to be great. But I said, this is basically Kelly Bryant's team, and they need to kind of leave it that way and allow him to maybe play those four games or whatever, you know, get some reps in, and then if he's willing, redshirt him. If he doesn't, then, I mean, he's going to ball out anyway next year and just put him in as many games as he can, especially against these weaker opponents. But if you want to get ready for a playoff run and possibly beat Alabama, Trevor Lawrence is not going to make it happen. They started zeroing in on him, and they understand that he can't run anywhere. You know, he's not that athletic. He was a sitting duck, and after 42 took him down, I said, oh, that's it. I said, you need to bring in Bryant or it's over, because you're right. You know, they got to a point where they understood what he was going to do and what he could do, and they realized he's a freshman. Let's put pressure on him. Let's get to the football, and let's go ahead and put some points on the board. And for some reason, whether they were holding or not, that defense could not slow down Texas A&M.
No, look.
We're running out.
Yeah, look. I think that's right. Sense. I mean, again, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be incredible at Clemson, but I still think this is Kelly Bryant's team, and I still think more focus needs to be on that. I think Kelly Bryant and ETN, and I also think getting back to running the football so that you can get the offensive line a little more confident, because I think there's some confidence questions on that offensive line right now, particularly in the interior, where I thought that they got whooped for much of that game. I thought 34 was a guy I warned about last week, and I think he was really impactful in the game.
Well, I think that when, just like Josh Dobbs made our offensive line look better than they actually were, I think Kelly Bryant, because of his athletic ability and the opportunities that he has with outside the pocket and do what he does the same thing. So I think they did a great job, and they got an opportunity to do some big things this year.
Thank you, Vol Nation. I appreciate the call. Texas has not run anywhere in sitting duck, are a little strong, but otherwise they're great. Yeah, I mean, they're a little strong. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is a good athlete. He is a good athlete. And I think people will see that in the future. But right now, you have to remember, too, he's still developing. I mean, he's 216 pounds. He is not filled out. He's not physically mature yet. He's a freak of nature. But eventually, he's going to play at 235, 240 pounds. And I think people will see that he's going to become a big factor in the run game at some point. But it's not now. It's not now, and that's the thing. I mean, there's no reason to rush it because you have a guy who's actually good. Kelly Bryant's not a game manager. He's a guy who who can lead you to a national championship, and I think he demonstrated that on Saturday night. He was brilliant. There was no aiming of his throws. He was the guy. He basically saved Clemson's bacon on Saturday night. That's what happened. Because, again, no Kelly Bryant, no win in that game. Impossible. Wasn't going to happen. Lines remain completely jammed. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. It's located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept, blends ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking baths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services, such as housekeeping and maintenance, so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. But Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development. It's a place for Clemson Nation to gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it. Or in the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portion of your residence. You can use part, still rent one or two of the bedrooms. Former Clemson Tiger Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. You're running out of time to get in on this deal, so I would suggest you do that today. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about Tim's Harley. Listen, freedom doesn't sit still. It moves forward. And at Tim's Harley Davidson, it rides on two wheels. Their experts will find the perfect bike that sets you free and everything that goes with it. But right now, it's the time for the new 2019 models. They're on the way. There's a huge selection of new and pre-loved bikes just waiting for you. Take a look at timsharley.com. Go in for a test drive. Move your freedom forward at Tim's Harley Davidson and Anderson. Rocky and his family are like the George Coleman Ford of the motorcycle industry. You can go into Tim's Harley. It's like a museum. There are all these old photographs blown up of Rocky's ancestors who started the business. There are old bikes on display. It's an amazing place. And here's something. I know a lot of you, probably like me, you thought, but Harley means like 30 grand or more. No, wrong answer. Rocky can get you into a Harley in an incredibly affordable fashion. Go see what Tim's Harley has to offer. Get back in the wind. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Lines remain completely jammed. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return 4 starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Head to Bojangles for their two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each.
Innovation is just one reason you should do business with Crute LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crute LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles and can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info or to place your order today.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Take Cover Boat, RV, and Camper Storage, conveniently located at the south end of Lake Kiwi in Seneca. Over 200,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled storage. Their facility has a state-of-the-art security system with 48 cameras. No long-term contracts required. Take Cover also offers exclusive virtual marina services, including dockside delivery and pickup. Visit TakeCoverBoatAndRV.com for more information or call Blake Jones at 608-9270 today.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Yeah, I don't have time for it. Let me tell you quickly about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Look, you heard the unsolicited testimony all the time on the show. People write, they call, they talk about. I mean, I texted the other day, saved $1,700 at Simmons. Stop putting it off. It's time to get a better night's sleep. Listen, sleep does more than just leave you cranky. It impacts your health. It impacts your civility. It impacts your productivity. You need sleep. It's the most important thing in your life. Get it today. It's never been more affordable. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Get there today. I promise you will thank me later. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. That's the way this deal works. All right. there were six people at the start of the show, and there are six people at the end of the show. It has been all day and absolutely relentless, and that's good. That's the way it should be during football season. I have a ton of stuff I have had to put off till tomorrow, but that's good. We haven't even really touched on the NFL at all. Lots of interesting NFL action. We'll get to some of that tomorrow and Wednesday. Let's go back to the Northline Communication phone lines, though, and Clemson Dad and then Cliff. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Deb Tula?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
I was nervous the first time I called into your show as well. I've been nervous about a lot of things for the time, but especially calling into you. Yeah, you never know what kind of rebuttal you're going to get. Yeah, whatever.
You know. Hey, look, for the most part.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You're my buddy.
That's right. For the most part, I'm polite to people.
You are.
Ramona just looked at me when I said that, but I am.
I don't disagree.
Right.
I mean, but you're straight up.
Right.
I happen to work with a lady that's about like you, so I'm used to it, I guess.
There you go.
Yesterday, what's up with the Steelers doing a sister kiss and tying the Cleveland Browns? I was ready to bench Big Ben and bring my boy from Rock Hill in there. I mean,
you know, hey, listen, I mean, you know, the Steelers
start in 14 years.
Well, the Steelers struggled twice with the Browns last year. The Browns have more talent on that team than people think. The question is, can they coach it up? Can they do something with it?
Yeah. I was calling for Mason, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Maybe a little
something. What about Le'Veon? When do you think he's going
to
show up?
I don't think you need him. I would tell him to hit the road. Honestly, I'm not paying that guy. I'm not paying him. I think James Conner is every bit as good as him, and I don't have to pay him that kind of money, and he's a better character person. I mean, Le'Veon Bell has let his whole team down, and the whole structure of this league in a salary cap era is you don't pay running backs. I mean, who's the team that leads the NFL all the time? The New England Patriots.
Right,
When's the last time they had an elite running back? Never.
Exactly. All right. Well, I saw some speculation that Dez might end up at Washington with the Redskins. I think that's a pretty good fit for him. I don't know what you think.
I don't know. Look, most NFL teams think he can't play. Otherwise, someone would have made that move by now. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have no wide receivers.
No.
The Dallas Cowboys have no wide receivers. So if Dallas thinks he couldn't play with that group of guys that they're running out there, then that probably tells you all you need to know.
I got you. All right, man. I'll leave you with this. Fedora, he's gone. Definite loser. 41-19. You got to be kidding me.
Yep. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Yeah, look, Fedora is a guy that I singled out as number one in my hot seat. Apparently, from what I've been told from North Carolina sources, he will survive the year, but the decision's already been made to terminate him. I mean, I wouldn't let him survive the year. I wouldn't let him survive. Listen, I would have fired him at halftime of that game. I mean, you wouldn't have to wait for the outcome of that game. It's East Carolina. You know, the North Carolina program is just a disgrace. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How are you doing?
Hey, Cliff. Appreciate you getting in.
Walt, if after two games against pretty decent O-lines and pretty decent running backs, you'd have told me we'd be giving up 3.5 yards per carry, I would have signed up 10 times out of 10 for it. You know, I think the quarterbacks were both shaky in both situations, and we'll find out what we have in 2 weeks against Oregon. But
let's be honest, Cliff. Let's be honest. I know all the things you're saying. Having said that, though, and watch your team through two games, what do you really think? Because what I really think is that Stanford's not as good as I expected them to be. I know that you may look better defensively, but offensively, you really look sort of clueless.
Something's missing in the running game, which is odd. You know, our O-line coach went and took over the Rice program, so, you know, maybe there's stuff to work out there, but the talent's there, well, the experience is there. Again, we have probably the hardest 6-game stretch coming up of any team in the country, and we'll see what we're made of. But really encouraged to see that on the defense, and hopefully Shaw and the offensive brain trust can figure things out. And what a weekend for the Pac-12. I mean, you know, much maligned over the last 2 years, but, you know, pretty decent wins against Michigan State and Nebraska, and, you know, kind of nullifies some of the Big Ten hype. So should be interested to see how that plays out. Should Oregon or Washington or Stanford or whoever end up with one loss at the end of the season. So have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. Yeah, I think it is going to be an interesting league. Something is missing with Stanford right now, and maybe they'll find it. I mean, the defense has played a little better. The question is the level of the opponent's offenses you faced. You faced a kid the other day, obviously, in JT Daniels, and obviously San Diego State not dynamic offensively. So we'll see what happens down the road. I'm still a little worried about what I've seen out of Stanford to this point. I think Oregon will be the true test. And I do think Washington's better than I thought they would be. I think they demonstrated that. I think if you can win a game in losing, I think Washington did that at Auburn. So we'll see where it goes from here. All right, back to Northland Communication phone lines. It is Angry Lawyer, Georgia Jeff, and Byron to wrap up the show. Angry Lawyer, what's going on, Lawyer?
Walt, how are you?
I'm well, Angry Lawyer. Thank you for getting in.
Here, I got bad news.
Okay.
Now that my paralegal's gone, I don't have much business, so I'll be calling in about four times as much as I normally am. So prepare yourself.
That's funny.
All those guys that are first-time callers, this is what you do. You know, if you're a first-time caller, if you're on a first date and you're going to try to make a sloppy pass, or if you're getting audited by the IRS, you just drink about five beers, everything will be fine.
There you go.
The Garcia, the woman that weighed in heavy. I dated a girl from Tennessee that was a swimmer there. She was 6'1", 180. I'm 6'1", 180. She was beautiful. It was like kissing a man. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing in the history of mankind, but she was so hot I couldn't stop. So,
let me give you a little tip though, Angry Lawyer. There's a big difference between 180 and 237.
Yeah, but these shoulders, I mean, it was very odd. Yeah. I didn't know what to think.
Well go look up what's her name? Go look up Gabby Garcia.
I already have.
Yeah.
Very hot. The charity thing, the $100 cuz to Ramona's charity of Carolina One. Yeah, that's going to the Red Cross. I'm going to let you go. I just want everybody to pray because East Carolina may not have a football stadium.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yep, thank you, Angela.
Y'all have a great night, great callers, great show.
Thank you, Angela. Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, the states of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, in imminent danger from Hurricane Florence. And the last I knew when I was checking it before the show today, it seemed like the brunt of it was headed toward North Carolina, like the eye was headed toward North Carolina. And the concern is not just the 145-mile-an-hour winds that may, in fact, become a Category 5 hurricane, but the reports I saw were indicating that it was going to sit there, that it was going to be sustained damage. And if that's the case, the reports I read that described what the likely damage would be from such an event were just terrifying. So, I mean, you know, just hope and pray that thing turns out to sea, because I think a lot of people are going to be hurt, killed, damaged. I expect that mandatory evacuations will take place tomorrow. The order will be given because people are going to have to get out of there. This is not a joke. I mean, you're talking 150 mile an hour sustained winds. Georgia Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Walter.
Hey, Jeff.
Appreciate you. Those people for sure.
Yep.
Real quick, I tried getting in earlier, but obviously you've been very busy, rightfully so. You know, you mentioned something about this being South Carolina's really only true chance to maybe knock Georgia off a path of dominance.
Yep.
Well, that didn't happen this weekend. And I'm here to tell you now, Walt, Georgia's not going anywhere in that division for at least 6-7 years.
No, look, I agree. I said earlier, I'm already granting Georgia the division for the next 8 years. I said that earlier. I just don't see any challengers. Your most significant, people have asked me, and I should mention this, I think your most significant challenge the rest of the year is the game at Missouri. In terms of your league games, in terms of your division games, I should say. But even that, you look to be the superior team, and you probably should not lose to Missouri. So none of those other teams are going to be in that division.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you back tomorrow when we got more time to talk about the next couple of years, what that game meant for at least the division for the next couple of years. So I'll let the last guy in. I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. Okay?
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the call. Blue Buffalo just sent me a photo of her and said she's next to Wanderlei Silva. He says, holy crap, she's Wanderlei Silva. I mean, this is an enormous woman. I mean, I've never seen a woman that big. 237 pounds of muscle. Fighting 160 pounder. Well, that's allegedly.
That's ridiculous.
A 53-year-old. Yeah. A 53-year-old 160-pounder. Yeah. The strangest thing I've ever heard of. Byron, you've got the last word. Byron, what's going on?
Okay, reasons not to redshirt Trevor. Number one is there's no sense to redshirt somebody who, if they're anywhere near the career at Clemson they're expecting, he won't even be here after his third year anyway. Number two, if he is the guy that you've been looking for since Deshaun left, you want to, him next year to have as much experience as possible this year to have him super prepped for that run at the national title. Number three, if Kelly were to get hurt like he did in this game, you're also going to want him to be as prepared as possible. And being that he's just two games in and averaging two touchdown passes a game, we have no clue where he's going to end up this year. There's no reason to think that it's a good idea to shut down his progress in the sake of a redshirt year. That's completely
Byron,
out of line.
Byron, yes. just one question. I mean, those are all fair points. Who said anything about redshirting Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, well, a caller three callers ago said, let's just get him in those four games. And, you know, the only time you talk about those four games is you can still redshirt even playing in four games. So that's where that came from.
All right. I must have missed that because I don't remember anybody saying that. But I'm not saying that you're wrong. I didn't hear that. No. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is not going to be redshirted. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's not going to happen. That was never going to happen. There was zero chance of that. So, he's going to be a part.
Well, that's why I was surprised that you didn't rebut the caller.
Who was the caller? Because I don't remember. Maybe I interpreted differently. Maybe I thought he was talking about the Alabama situation. Who was the caller?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch his name. I heard it, but I didn't recognize
Well, good job, Byron. I appreciate the call. I've got to run him at the end of the show. Hey, that's it. I'm done. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow. I don't remember that call.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by